Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming. And as I mentioned earlier, we have got a special guest with us on the live line today, and it's Mike McInerney. And if the name sounds familiar, Mike was at Mason City High School for many years in the band department, band director. And Mike, great to have you on the radio with us today.
Thanks, Tim. It's good to be here.
How many years were you at Mason City?
I taught in the Mason City school system for 32 years.
Oh, wow, great. Isn't that something? Time goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's very much. I've been around. I did graduate from the high school back in 74, so I'm quite familiar with all the goings-on in the music. Well, that's why I came back, because I wanted to be part of such a great traditional music program.
Terrific. And speaking of music, that's kind of what you're involved with a little bit right now. And it was kind of intriguing to me to get you on the radio to hear more about it. Instruments for Haiti, a mission project. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I tell you, at my church a couple of weeks ago, First Covenant Church in Mason City, we support a lot of missionaries throughout the world, but we had a new gentleman who was a native Haitian come and presented, and I was talking to him. Him and his family were there, and he just asked me what I did. I said, well, I'm a semi-retired band director from the high school here in Mason City, and he looked me right in the eye, and he said, oh, if the kids and students in our schools and churches only had such instruments, it would give them something positive to do instead of getting into trouble and doing negative things like they do. But he said they just simply have nothing. And that really spoke to my heart, because I thought, you know, that's all we really want for our kids in the States, is to be involved in band and choir and sports and youth groups and things and activities too, along with the academics. So, and then in further discussion, I said, well, do you have anybody down there that would be able to, if you had something like that, because I know what he would need being in the business for so long in terms of materials. I asked him if he had anybody down there that would be able to help the students and teach. And he said, there's a gentleman less than an hour away that had played music at his cousin's funeral that has always told him he would come to his community, which is La Victoire, a little bit north of Port-au-Prince. It's a remote area, and help teach kids instruments. But of course, he has nothing in his area. And then I said, well, how would you get materials down to them, to your area? He said, well, he has an arrangement with a shipping company off the coast of Florida that ships him humanitarian supplies and some building supplies. And he said, that part of it would be very easy, he said. So all the things are in place. And so the very next day, I said, I can help you with this. So I got on it, and I emailed the North Central District band directors I still have contact with, and put it out on my social media, my Facebook. And I'm just trying to get the things I am looking for in terms of, you know, materials, you know, in instruments, music stands, even guitars, and such. And I've had a really good response already, but I just need to, I feel I need to get the word out more, because I know there's a lot of community members in Mason City. I figured, you know, they could have an old instrument in their closet or basement that their son or daughter played, don't need it anymore, would want to donate it to the cause.
Wow. You know, when you start talking about keeping kids active and busy and out of trouble, I know exactly what you're talking about. With all the activities that the kids can participate in, once they find something they can really gravitate toward, the time it takes and an enjoyable time for them to learn an instrument, play an instrument, or what have you.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. So I've already collected quite a bit of things in terms of instruments, and I have some guitars too, not just the band instruments that you would think of, But I'm also looking to raise money, because like a lot of the woodwinds I've been getting, flutes and clarinets, saxophones, they're going to be needing maintenance, you know, pads replaced, adjustments, you know, corks and things. It doesn't do me any good to send down there to the island instruments that don't play. A lot of the brass instruments I've received, of course, I can make those go, clean them, flush them, grease them, oil them. But it's the woodwinds are going to need some work, and some of the guitars we're going to need to get new strings on and such. But so I am looking for monetary donations, money, and I'll have to buy, you know, oils, reeds, greases, beginner lesson books, and even if we had enough money developed, it's possible that we could buy some, you know, inexpensive new instruments that would work instantly and that wouldn't need maintenance or repairs. That's my big one of my bigger thoughts on it. Yeah,
if there was an instrument category or two that you really need right now, what would that be?
Well, I have quite a few flutes and clarinets and a few saxophones, you know, that, but they're all going to need maintenance. You know, I don't have any of the bigger ones, because a lot of the kids get those and rent those to the school. So I have no like tubas, no baritones or euphoniums, no French horns. I only have one trombone so far. But so a lot of the bigger, lower brass, I just don't have any. Believe it or not, I do have a few percussion instruments already. I say right now I've got in about 2 weeks in my basement, I have about 30 instruments. You know, I'm maybe being very particular in cataloging them, make, model, serial number, condition, who donated them. So everything's on the up and up. And then eventually when I get them fixed up, I'll get them down to, my wife and I plan to take a road trip down to Florida, get them on this guy's boat. And I hope to have so much material that I can't get it in my car and I have to rent a van to get everything down there. So,
well, that'd be terrific. Mike, somebody's listening right now and I can hear him saying, all right, now he just mentioned if you wanted to make a financial donation, how do they do that then, Mike?
Well, all the financial donations are going through. We have an online giving a line item at my church because we're a 501c3. I'm not handling the money, but then when I do purchase things or have to pay repair people to fix the woodwinds or buy things, the church out of that account would pay for it, not me. So I mean, through I don't want money going into my bank account. So it's simply, you know, www.firstcovenantchurch.com, and then you just go to the online giving area and click on it says instruments for Haiti, and then you can, you know, if you want to donate money, you can donate that way for me to be able to do that, you know, or you can drop off a donation, either a money or an instrument, at the First Covenant Church at 411 South Ohio Avenue, or get it to me, you know, an instrument to me personally. You know, I mean, I'm in Mason City all the time. So,
well, you know, the other thing that goes through my mind is, you know, there are people out there right now listening, whether that's in Mason City or Osage or within the sound of my voice, Lake Mills or Britt or wherever across North Iowa, and they've got that instrument and they're thinking, what are we going to do with this now? It's just been sitting in storage since, like you said earlier, since the kids got done using it, and they don't use it anymore. That's what you're looking for, something that you can put back to use.
That's right, exactly, in the hands of somebody that would be a blessing, because, you know, and it doesn't have to be, you know, new or the prettiest girl at the dance. I mean, the way I look at it, when you have nothing, anything is something.
Very true. Very, very true. Again, is there anything else that people need to know, Mike, about helping with this Instruments for Haiti mission project you got going on?
Well, that's the crux of it, Tim. And I hope to over time. I haven't begun fixing and repairing yet. I'm still in the collection, you know, stage. You know, and I have around 30 or so, and then a lot more that I need that I haven't picked up yet. But then again, you mentioned the bigger horns. I don't have many of. I would just right now appreciate any kind of support for this. And for Evans Paul, that's the name of the missionary. And again, he's a native from Haiti, so he really has the contacts. He speaks the languages down there. So I hope to be able to possibly even go down there with my wife in maybe mid-July, and just to check out the situation and maybe talk to this gentleman that might be the potential teacher, to see what he knows and what he would be able to do, you know. So anyway, that's my mission project, Tim. So I do thank you for giving me the time here to get it out to your listeners.
Oh, no. You call anytime. And let me know, too, as you're going through this and you get to a point where you need something more specific and you want to really ask anything more, just let me know about it. Touch base, and we'd be happy to get you on the radio with us.
Great. And I'll keep you updated on how everything's going then, too, Tim. Yeah, right. Like I say, I've only been into it a few weeks, and I've had a great response. So I hope that keeps building.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Keep us up to date. Love to hear from you. Mike, great to talk to you this morning.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
You bet. Take care.
Yeah,
That's Mike McInerney with us. That's a great mission project. Isn't that something, how he can jump on board something like that and make it go? Let's see if we can help out. Everybody, think about it. Do you have instruments that you can help with? The instruments for Haiti. AM 1300 KGLO.